And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty's 1090 studios with Captain Marcus Medak, fresh, literally, off the new Loan and an epic trip that we heard about here on Let's Talk Hookup yesterday. You're going to hear all about it today on Let's Talk Hookup and a lot more, so stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clear. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Wow, you talk about an exciting event here. Now, this we got to kind of throw the scenario out because Marcus and I were talking about this. We kind of picked this date, you know. Oh yeah, you know, things are gonna be done, and you know,
things be real slow. Yeah, nothing going on.
Marcus, you know, have a little time to breathe and a little room. Marcus, you've had no time to breathe, literally, this morning, right?
No, it's been pretty busy.
So okay, so you literally just what time did you hit the dock this morning?
Well, we're shooting for 5 o'clock this morning, but it was super foggy at the point, so we didn't end up tying up till 5:25 or so, and then we had to unload the boat, and I had a few fish to weigh up back at the dock, so I literally had to cut it short and hand it over to my second to finish weighing them up, and hopped in the truck and just barely made it over here. So
well, we're glad you did, and thank you for making that effort too. Tell us about you created quite the excitement yesterday on the show. Greg Stotesbury was just sitting here. All of our jaws just dropped when you were talking about, you know, all the good fishing that you had yesterday on giant bluefin tuna in local waters. Tell us about the day.
It was really awesome. I mean, it's been all year, last 2 years, 3 years now, we've had good sign of big bluefin around. But yesterday, it was awesome. They're finally biting really well, especially in the morning. It was started off, we dropped the anchor at about 3:30 in the morning. Didn't really see anything to begin with. All of a sudden, about 15 minutes later, we had a big school that got on us, and one guy hooked one, and I was thinking, all right, that's cool, good start. And all of a sudden, everybody that had a hook, had anything, a jig or bait or whatever in the water, they all hooked one all at once. I think we had about 15 guys that were fishing at the time. Everybody hooked one in the black at 3:45 in the morning. So it was
dark.
It was gnarly. It was, like I said yesterday, it was just like a good morning at Hurricane Bank or Clipperton or anything like that. All 120 to 170 pound fish.
Oh,
gosh.
So your jackpot was 170?
170 out was a big one.
And nothing under 120 pounds.
We might have had one. I didn't weigh it. I think it was right around 100, it looked like. But that was, it looked like a tiny one compared to the other ones. So
unbelievable.
It's crazy.
And this is on a day and a half trip on the new Loanne.
It was. It was. Local fishing here at its best. Pretty.
Yeah. And now we have great stream of weather coming through here. What's your thought? No reason for it to leave, right? Who knows?
Bluefin are the most unpredictable fish in the ocean as far as I'm concerned. I hope they don't go anywhere. I think there's a good chance they won't, but I don't know what's going on today. I haven't had a chance to check in with anyone yet, but I think there's a very, very good chance that they'll be there for weeks to come, or they could be gone already and be somewhere else, but water conditions are good. I don't think they're leaving the Southern California Bight anywhere. I think there's going to be more shots at them. I don't know if it's going to be in exactly the same place.
You're fishing again tonight, day and a half trip?
We are.
Any spots left?
No.
It's full.
I'll bet.
Yeah, obviously.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
No, our next open trip that I think we still have room is right after Thanksgiving. We're in for a couple days for the holidays. And then we leave Friday night after Thanksgiving. We got a day and a half trip that weekend.
Wow. And is there spot? Are there spots available on that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can check it out. PointLomaSportFishing.com. You can book it right online for the new Loanne. So,
yep.
Yeah, check it out. So tell us, those of our listeners that aren't familiar with the new Loanne and Captain Marcus, I mean, you've been around for a long time. I used to fish with you on the Royal Star, and I used to be a captain on the Royal Star. And then I know I'm dating myself there. How long ago was that you retired from the Royal Star and came in possession of the new Loanne?
Well, I ended up buying it right at the beginning of 2004. Actually, originally I bought it together with Tim and Randy from the Royal Star. They helped me out, which was awesome. It's really worked out. So I've been stoked. But you couldn't have asked for better teachers than those two guys. I worked for them for about 10 years, and both fishing-wise, customer service-wise, everything. They were really, really good mentors. So,
yeah.
And I've just taken that knowledge and try to put it to good use on a local boat here.
Yeah. And New Loanne's been around for a long time. Nick Cates ran the thing for how many years?
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure exactly how long Nick had it. But it's always had, you know, really good fishermen. It was Nick, and then before that it was Dan Sansom, and then his brother Don before that, and Dick Gadosh. It's always had good fishermen that have run that boat, and it's a fixture there in Point Loma. So pretty stoked. We modernize it every year as much as we can. New electronics, new whatever, engines, woodwork, everything that needs to be, you know, it's
comfortable, it's low to the water. Such a fishing machine.
Yeah. How big?
65 foot, 65 by 24.
Wow. And just solid. I've fished on the boat several times back in the day, and just a great fishing platform.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Yeah, for sure. So most of what you do, one day, day and a half trips?
Yeah, the bulk of our business is one day and day and a half.
Yeah.
Kind of, it depends a little bit on the season, but we used to do almost strictly overnight trips. Nowadays, we are leaning much more towards doing a lot more day-and-a-half trips. Just to give us more options when we're fishing time-wise and distance-wise.
Always open party? Are there opportunities to charter the boat, things like that?
No, we do a lot of charters, a lot. In the summertime, there's almost no open party trips on weekends anymore, and a lot of the weeks are full, too, especially in August and September. We're pretty darn booked up.
So if you want to charter,
exactly.
Yeah, how do you get in on it?
Now.
The easiest thing to do is just call Point Loma Sport Fishing. They act as my booking agent. I can do charters directly myself, but they can do the same thing just as easily, and they're never out fishing while I am a lot of times.
Yeah, for sure. You're a busy guy. For sure. You have a lot of things going in your life. So tell us about the kind of how the day progressed yesterday. So you talked about the big everybody getting bit in the morning and stuff like that. And how did
that was in the dark. Yeah. After that, once the sun started coming up, it slowed down, but it was still very good fishing. We stuck with 80 pound for the most part, is what guys were using there, fly lining 80 pound. For the most part, guys were using short top shots with 80-pound fluorocarbon leaders, but there were guys that were fishing straight 80-pound mono, and I think they might have had a little bit of fluorocarbon, but they were still hooking fish. All circle hooks, and it was, up until lunchtime, I think we had at least 2 to 8 fish going the entire time. It was really,
man.
Really steady.
Crazy.
Wow.
So we was too busy. We couldn't even get the kite up, or we got it up. We couldn't ever get any baits out because it was just, didn't have the crew to dedicated to it. You know, that size fish, you really have to stay with the guys all the time, or they just end up going away.
Yeah, unbelievable. And you said you've seen that kind of fishing down south. You've seen it down at Hurricane Bank or
I have, and back in 1994, my first year on the Royal Star with Tim, we had bluefin fishing like this, not at night, but in the daytime. Not cool. They're not quite as big, but pretty darn close. That year, most of the bigger ones were like 100 to 140 pounds, and it was very reminiscent of that type of fishing.
Unreal. All right.
So it's been a long time, and that was a lot further from home. We're, you know, it was not in day and a half range for the most part.
Sure. What is the rig? If somebody's coming out with you tonight or going on, lucky enough to get a spot, which probably are all sold out at this point on the other day and a half boats, what's the rig?
I would bring three rigs. I'd bring, if I only had one, it would be an 80-pound rig, but preferably I would bring a 60-pound, 80-pound, and 100-pound rig. In the dark, I would fish straight 100-pound for sure, whether you're fishing with a flat fall or a sinker rig with a sardine. And then, and I'd stick with that for a little while in the morning, but as the sun comes up, and if they're not biting quite as well, I'd back down to 80 pound. It's, a lot of times quite a bit easier to get a bite on 80 pound. And these fish are plenty landable on 80 pound. They're big, but they're not so big that you can't land them on 80 pound without having a good measure of success. So that's what I'd do. And then if it gets really tough to get a bite, maybe later on in the day, or it's just a day where they're not biting super well, then 60-pound might be what you have to use. We had, we had good bank fishing earlier in the year, too. Labor Day? Yeah, that's, I always forget, is it Labor Day?
Yeah, Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
Really good, yeah.
Really good fishing on basically the same size fish. One of the days out there, they weren't biting quite as well. We had to use 60-pound almost the whole time, and you know, we had a good day. We ended up with a couple dozen of those nice-sized fish, but your losses are quite a bit higher, and it takes a lot longer to land them.
I think people get, it's just like anything. You know, fish come when they come, and sometimes they bite in waves and things like that, and people get so frustrated that they hadn't hooked one yet, so they just assume, it's got to be because I'm fishing too heavy a line, and they drop down. But, hearing it from somebody like you is the difference in hook fish that get hooked and put over the rail between 60 from 60 to 80 pound, and then 80 to 100 pound, and then with 100 pound, it's just, you wouldn't think that jump could make that big of a difference, but it really, really does.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
And the other thing, too, that's really so helpful this year is the Everingham Brothers, and the supply of sardine that they're giving us this year is just,
we've had
fantastic.
Awesome bait. In fact, I was just talking about it with Mike this morning, Mike Lackey on the Vagabond this morning. We've had awesome bait all year. Last year, too, I don't think we ever had a poor load of bait, we had some one-day bait that was when it was really busy that wasn't cured, but it was good bait. It lived. We had no problems anytime we had a multi-day trip. They always had good bait for us that we had no problems whatsoever.
Is the bait still pretty big right now? I mean, I know that for a while it was big, which I know, like we were saying, all that Guadalupe guys, it helped a lot because it can carry big hooks and carry heavy line a lot.
Yeah, well, they have two sizes right now. There's some smaller bait and which we took one tank of for chum, and then we had a couple of tanks of a good size hook bait, and it just beautiful bait.
That's nice.
Awesome.
Man.
Awesome. Well, Captain Frank Lopresti, good morning.
Well, I see Marcus has already been on, but I just wanted to call in. It's just amazing watching 2 day-and-a-half trips to Loanne and the Liberty come in, and you'd swear to God they've been to Hurricane Bank or Clarion Island. It's just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, this has never happened in my lifetime, and seeing this kind of fish on day-and-a-half trips, I mean, you could even catch them on a day trip. It's just unbelievable, Pete. I've never seen anything like it, and it's what an amazing thing, okay?
Check the date, November 19th, right? Just before Thanksgiving, too. How unusual is that?
It's just unbelievable. And you know what? The way the weather looks right now, Pete, I think there's a good chance this stuff will be around for another couple weeks. But,
wow.
You know, you never know. They could leave tomorrow. But
sure.
The way the weather looks, it looks to me like there's going to be some kind of good fishing for something out there for a couple weeks.
Wow. So Liberty had similar results out there, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe their counts were very close to the same. Liberty had 35 of those fish from 120 to 170 and a couple of yellowfin. So, you can figure out how many losses they had to go with that. I'm sure Marcus mentioned that, And there was a couple of people that I remember the office staff told me that they didn't feel they needed anything bigger than 30 or 40, and you just gotta have a minimum of an 80-pound outfit, okay?
Yeah,
I remember that was one of the things that Brandon was telling us, that there were guys that were going on the trip, and and he was doing the same thing, kind of warning the guys, like, look, this is this is real deal. It bit very good the day before. You need this, and he said there were several guys that told him leaving the tackle, said, I'll be fine. 40 pounds big. You can catch a big fish on 40 pound.
Right.
And he was like pleading with the guys walking out the door, like, don't do it, don't do it. And then you hear Marcus talking about guys fishing with 50 wides and hanging 150 pounders. Crazy.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And even going in the water with 60 pound, you got to realize you stand at least a 50% chance when you hook when you're going to lose it. So why not increase your odds? Might take you a little longer to get bit, but not really. 80 pound and using a 80 pound and use 80 pound and 100 pound fluorocarbon, you're going to get bit. So
no doubt.
It's just amazing fishing, and I hope some of the, there aren't a lot of boats running, so if guys can get on, they should get on. It's just unbelievable fishing, okay?
I'm going to ask the obvious question. Are there any spots on the Liberty tonight?
No. There's nothing tonight. There's nothing on the Pacific Queen tomorrow night. There's nothing on the Loanne tonight. It's just,
Yeah.
And
what about over
just,
at Seaforth? Anything over at Seaforth, Frank?
I'm pretty sure it's all booked up.
Yeah.
All
okay.
booked up.
But just check with the landings,
but,
right?
What you want to watch is the guys want to keep an eye open because, like, Charles given it some thought to running a one-day trip Tuesday night, so they might be able to get on that. Or watch all the landings, because some of these guys that are sleeping at home that own boats might wake up and decide they should go fishing. So there might be another boat scheduling. Just got to watch all the landings and see what happens, okay?
Is that a message from the big guy?
Yeah, it's a message, but, it's just amazing. The guys that are fishing now are the guys that always work hard, and the guys that don't work hard that are whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anymore.
Loud and clear,
I got
buddy.
You. We got you, Frank. Hey, Frank, thanks. It's pretty exciting when Captain Frank Lopresti calls in and talks about how
I couldn't wait to wake up this morning and come down and watch these guys come in.
Yeah, no doubt.
And hats off. You talk about a guy with work ethic, Captain Marcus Medak, man. This guy has a lot of irons in the fire, and he literally you know, he had a commitment to come in here, and he fulfilled it. I mean, he's probably had, what, 3 or 4 hours of sleep, if that. And he's
right
there talking fishing, right? So hats off
to him. That's right. That's great. And, you know, this is history in the making.
Yep.
That's
right.
So,
absolutely.
All right, take care, you guys.
Thanks, Frank.
Congratulations, Marcus.
Right. Well, as you can hear, man, what an unbelievable show we're going to get to have today, and what an opportunity to have Marcus in here talking all things fishing today, both this big fish and rigging and gear and things going forward and just a past fantastic season. It's going to be a great show, and we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call. There's two ways you can reach us this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can call us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking your calls, talking all kinds of fishing, talking all kinds of fun, Marcus has given us a great prize. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on the new Lo-Ann, getting to go fishing on an overnight trip next season to get in on some great fishing aboard the new Lo-Ann at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. So super stoked on that, Marcus. That was very generous, and we're excited to get to give a trip away and fishing with you next year on the new Lo-Ann. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to talk to Captain Marcus, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up. The only line that's still open is that local number, 858-457-1090.
All right. Take care of Adam. He's answering the phones, running the board, and just be patient when you call in, and Adam will take care of you. So 858-457-1090. Just keep on trying, and Adam will grab you up there. So thanks a lot. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones, right?
You got it, man. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with Mike. Mike's calling us from San Diego. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I was wondering, what knots are you using for your connections with the bigger line?
Which can you mean from the braid to the floor? What's that?
Yeah, braid to from braid to floral, and then what are you tying your hook with?
I think the best connection I think is a wind on leader on heavy gear. That's what I do personally. A worm knot works well also, or an Albright, but for something like this, I would pick up some wind on leaders and just tie a bimini to a loop to loop connection. It's the cleanest and a very strong way to do it. I get them from Ken up at Ken's Custom Reels up in Oceanside. He makes great ones up there.
Oh, he's a fabulous wind on guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what I would recommend.
And they're clean and foolproof too. That's the other thing. Like you don't have to ever worry about it again.
And there's no knot to catch in your guide, so it's the best way to go.
It's not that the RP or John Collins knot won't work, because it does work and it's caught a lot of big fish. It's just a pretty big knot when you're fishing big line.
Right, and you're trying to cast it, and half the time a loop catches on it, and you end up with it's annoying to fish with.
Yeah, it gets into tangles easier. Yeah. The whole program there.
Yep, but they work. They're strong. But I would pick up some wind-ons and do it that way.
Okay, how long of a top shot?
It doesn't have to be super long, but for the wind-ons, I get, you know, a 20-footer or something like that. You can cut it down till it's only 6 feet, as, you know, when you replace hooks and stuff. I don't think you need a super, super short one.
Yeah. What about the knot for the hook? What are you using?
I use a trilene knot.
A trilene knot. It's a good knot. You taught me that knot on the rope.
And it's still working for me, so that's really what I use.
That's a great knot, too. It's got two runners going through the eye of the hook, and even in heavy line, it's still really compact. It's small. And
exactly.
And that thing tied right just doesn't fail, period. I mean, that is a strong weight.
And it's pretty obvious when it's tied wrong, too.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of that Springer knot? Another double line knot going through. Easier to tie.
I don't have any personal experience with it, so I can't really comment.
Yeah. I used it a lot.
I'm kind of a traditionalist. Once I find something that works for me, I tend not to change very easily. So.
Not broke, don't fix it. pun intended.
Exactly. I think there's plenty of other good ways to do it, but that's one that I've had good luck with for a long time, and so I've stuck with it.
Nice thing about the trilene knot is it's also low profile.
Right.
Yeah. Double San Diego's a great knot, but it's big.
It's giant.
Yeah, especially when you're fishing 100 pounds.
Right.
Yeah. So what about you, Rick? What are you tying?
100% the same as Marcus. I tie a trilene knot, and I'm with you. I've seen people use the Springer knot, and it looks great, but it is easier to tie, but I just, the same as you, I learned to tie that knot on the Royal Star years ago, and it ties good in big, heavy line, and it just doesn't fail, and it's low profile, and I'm the same way. Like, I know when I tie that knot, it's not going to fail, so I hate to say, so why would I tie anything else? Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's just my go-to.
And you know, I hooked a lot of big fish on the Springer knot, but the bottom line is I still have the confidence in the trilene knot.
Yeah.
That's the one I know that knot works, right?
If I'm going Marcus, I'm prepared to catch a 170-pounder tomorrow, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things.
Hey, there's bigger ones, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
The other thing,
bigger ones.
No doubt about it. It was sitting there in the morning, there would be spots of fish coming up. It was just like sitting at Clarion or Hurricane Bank or something. You see spots of big cows come blowing out of the water. It's just awesome.
How fun is
you know,
that?
So cool,
it's
dude.
Scattered
it's
out,
so
you know,
cool.
Mile, 2 miles away from the boat, you just see these huge things come blowing out. It's gnarly.
Wow. What did you see on the electronics?
A lot of fish.
A lot of fish. Yeah. A lot, huh?
I would say the other thing we were doing was yesterday we were very busy all day Sato crimping for guys. You know, we did a lot of that, you know, Sato crimp connection, 80-pound, 100-pound.
And that's a very good connection also. It's same thing. It's clean.
Right.
It's clean. It's strong. And
it's easy.
Right.
Yeah.
But it does have to be done right.
Just like anything. A knot that's tied incorrectly will fail every time, the same way that a Sato crimp. You know, you've got to use the right size crimp. If it's not done right, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I always say that's probably the best thing for a guy that wants to do his own connection, it's very easy. And for somebody that wants their connection done right, but
I just call Ken.
That's what I'm saying. And I was going to say the same thing. Like for somebody that you know is either nervous about it or whatever, you can pick up a lined on leader.
I'm not nervous about it, but
well, you know what I'm saying. Like you can, but anybody.
They're good and they're ready to go, and I don't have to mess with it.
Absolutely, anybody can go.
You
pick
have
up
them
that
available on the boat.
For me.
For you, okay.
I don't have them for sale, no.
You don't have them for sale, okay.
No, we you know, for our big rigs, our kite rigs and stuff like that, we've got them. But as we just, my boat's small, especially inside. It's got a lot of deck space, but the galley's small and the wheelhouse is super small, so I don't have a ton of tackle storage space where I can have an onboard real sure. tackle shop. Yeah. I've got the basic stuff that people need always, but stuff like that I don't have on the boat.
Rick, double Sato crimp or single Sato crimp?
I mean, like anything, one crimp done right is all that you need. My rule, just for myself, is if I'm ever gonna put a line in the water where I think I could catch a 200 pounder, I always put two crimps on the line. So all that big fish fishing down south, I do two crimps. All the stuff we were doing yesterday, we double them up. It's not like it holds better with two. It's literally just a fail safe. I mean, that's all it is. If for some funky reason something happened, you've just got another one. I mean, there's no downside to it other than the cost and things like that. But so anytime we're doing big fish where we think that connection might come in contact with a 200 pounder, we double them up. Otherwise, we just do the one.
Now, my guess, Marcus, is this fish is not line shy or tough to get a bite when you get a bite like that Guadalupe fish has been. This has been, you want to fish the heavy, you want to fish the big stuff. You don't have to angle quite as much as you would, say, for a Guadalupe yellowfin.
You know, in the morning, that was true. But later in the day, no, it was not easy to get a bite.
Okay.
You could get a bite on 80-pound, but you had to work at it. You had to have a good bait. It had to be swimming and get it away from the boat. And the current wasn't running super hard, so no, it was not easy to get a bite, especially
so
later.
So midday fishing was?
It was
angling.
Oh, absolutely. You had to work at it. It was really hard to get a bite, and then it was even harder to land them after you got one. But you had chances, and you know.
Yeah. When Frank was saying that this is history in the making, that's what it is. And we've joked about it three or four times. You know, he said, this is like being at the Hurricane Bank. But it really is. Like, to catch this caliber of fish, if you were to blanketly come in the middle of, you know, the wintertime and say, hey, I want to catch 150-pound tuna, the only way you can do that is, you know, normally is to go on a 15-day trip. And that's literally that's what the pile of fish looks like on the slab at Point Loma Sport Fishing right now. I mean, it really is long-range quality that got caught on a day-and-a-half trip on the low end.
Yeah,
did you take some pictures this morning when the boat was unloaded?
I didn't even have
time.
I was... Hopefully my crew got some, but I was... kind of rushed.
We'll see if we can get one of those and get it up on our Facebook page later on. All right.
Hey,
thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go down south, down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete, Rick. Hello, Marcus.
Hi, John.
Buenos dias.
Well, it sounds like the fishing up there is pretty darn good.
It's all right.
Well, we don't get the bluefin down on our corner. For some reason, I guess our water's a little too warm, but never bluefin in the Cortez. But that's okay. We have the yellowfin, and they've been biting pretty good. We've had a real, real strong year. Weather's beautiful right now. You know, it's fall weather, cool mornings. Mornings are in the mid-low 60s, and it warms right up to about in the low 80s. Beautiful, beautiful weather right now. Water temp still 81 to 82 degrees, so fishing's still real good. A lot of good bait available. They got a lot of sardine. And that pile of yellowfin is still biting south of Fraley's there right off the sand cliffs, just about a mile and a half off the beach. And they're soaking sardine and picking up fish. They're smaller this week. I'd say the average fish is about 10 pounds to 30 pounds, something like that. But limits of the yellowfin. And then that Dorado, and actually there are more around this week and bigger fish as well. About half taken on sardine, half on the troll. Quite a few wahoo taken this week, right in front of the ranch, right off that first drop-off there. It's called Spikes Drop-off, where all the kayakers roll out and dump iron right off about twice the distance as our boat anchorage, right out in front of the hotel there. The Dragon Rapala's and picking up some nice wahoo, some 50, 60-pound wahoo out in front there. Good billfish bite, same off the bank, off of La Rivera. There's not much pressure, but those that are going out there are picking up stripers and sailfish. Inside the water's real clean and still a lot of rooster fishing around and a lot of big cabrilla for whatever reason coming off the bottom this week. So, and the weather's been real nice. We're finishing up with a bang. It's been a good year.
Yeah, no kidding, John. And just the one wrap-up, you get the Thanksgiving feast at Rancho Leonero, and then it's on to next season, right?
It sure is, yeah. The 1st of December, yeah, we close up, open up again March 1st. So it's John's vacation time.
There you go. All right.
Well-deserved, buddy.
In the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip, get on down there last minute for Thanksgiving. Still spots available?
Absolutely, yeah. We serve a great feast for Thanksgiving. It's just as good as that pier better. We got turkey, ham, the whole nine yards.
Sounds like fun. How do we get a hold of you, John? We want to go fishing.
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. And we have a lot of photos on the website there.
Cool.
Check us out.
All right, John. Well, thanks very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Same to you guys and same to all the guests out there, all the listeners.
See you, John.
Appreciate that. Jack, you're it. What's up?
Hey. Hello, guys.
What's up, Jack?
Well, we just got in on the Red Rooster. We're anchored up in Cabo San Lucas Harbor here. And we did an old-fashioned trip, you know, where, you know, you heard of a hurricane bank where you can get tunas and clarion. So we had a great trip. Andy's already heading for the airport, flying back home. But, we got, I think we probably had maybe 10, 11 over 2.
Nice,
mostly
right on.
Hurricane Bank. It was nice, and we were there pretty much by ourselves, just one other boat.
Very cool.
Pretty much, I think what was going on in the ridge, I've been out of touch, but it probably sucked all the boats out of there. So we had it to ourselves. But anyway, we had a great trip. Just wanted to say hello and do what we do before we go to Cabo San Lucas.
Well, that's great. Jack, how are the sharks down there?
You know, it's normal.
Perfect.
Normal. Yeah.
They take a few, you get
feet.
A few.
Yeah, but you know, I always say, you know, they got car payments and kids in college. They're just working. They're doing what they do. they get issues too, just like all of us.
So,
they're gonna make a living.
Hey, yeah. Jack, am I right in seeing that Jack Nielsen caught a cow on this trip?
Moo.
Is that true?
Well done,
Moo.
Jack. You're in.
Yeah? How big?
220.
220.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome, buddy. Congratulations.
That must have taken away from playing music and, passive
well,
time
you know,
that Jack likes.
You can do it all. When you're young and full of piss and vinegar like I used to be, you can do it all. But it's a little different now.
Yeah, but you're still landing 220-pound
fish. Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we had the big rig on them. We had the accurate 80. Not a lot of fish can beat that thing up.
Yeah.
The tractor.
Well, way to go. So you're going to spend a couple days in Cabo San Lucas, and you're not riding the boat home, are you?
Oh, no. They have these things called airplanes.
I know.
Yeah, you can do 3 days on a boat or 2 hours on an aeroplane. Look it up. Google it. You'll see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He makes all kinds of parts for them.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Jack. We'll enjoy Cabo, and when's the boat get back into San Diego?
Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving.
All right, fantastic.
A bunch of fish. Everybody wants to see a whole bunch of nice, really nice tuna.
Yeah,
they'll be there.
Well, congratulations to Captain Andy Cates, Red Rooster crew, and Captain Jack. And we'll see you in the studio here in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Indeed.
We will do that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you more fish stories.
All right. Captain Mark Rayer. All right.
See you, Jack.
Nice to hear from you.
God bless. Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, one line open. You want to get through 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Ari? He called us from Venice Beach this morning. Good morning, Ari. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you doing, guys? I heard about these big tuna, and I was wondering what kind of braided line I should put on my reels for this next week coming up, 100-pound, 80-pound, and how much?
Oh,
Oh, I'd probably use a 100-pound. Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on the reel.
Right.
You have to sort of. So I think that's a little bit difficult question to answer offhand. But if I only had one, I'd probably go with 100-pound, so that you get a little more versatility that way. You could fish heavier leader. But as far as what brand I use, I'm blanking out. What do we use all the time?
For what?
For your Spectra?
Yeah, or for all our line. I can't believe I can't remember the name.
All good, yeah.
Iserline.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay, all right. Very good. All right, hope that
not
helped.
Sleep last
like,
night.
Like you say.
Yeah, I was going to say, you, how much sleep did you get? About an hour, maybe two?
I was kind of excited. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Can't imagine why not.
It was 12:30, and I couldn't go back to sleep.
And then today's schedule, you're taking kids out on a half day, and then you're doing it all again tonight?
And that's it.
So that means, like, you'll sleep, like, in a couple days.
Oh, I'll sleep tonight.
Okay.
Like you say, though, you know, I mean, so much of that depends on the reel that you have. You don't, you know, if you're fishing with a reel, if you're fishing with a 40-pound reel, it's not going to do you any good to put 100-pound Power Pro on it. You're not going to get the capacity that you need, you know. And
take your reel and bring it into to Rick at the tackle shop, and he can tell you what to put on there.
Yeah, there you go.
And like Marcus said, if you
that's a key.
If you don't have it, I mean, you know, if you're going fishing on the new Loanne tonight and you don't have it, you can rent gear. I mean, Marcus talked about, you know, 7 or 8 guys that went up to the ticket office and rented big 2-speeds and went down, and now they all have 150-pounders that they caught. You know, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. They weren't sorry they rented that gear.
Absolutely not.
No, no doubt. Hey,
no, one of them hopped on the plane from Fairbanks, Alaska. I made it down to catch the boat and picked up a rental outfit on the way.
Come on.
I swear
that's so
rad.
That is so
rad. Wow. That's a long flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Ari. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Charlie? He's calling us from Granada this morning, or Gardena, excuse me. Good morning, Charlie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Charlie.
Had a question for Marcus. Marcus, would a 200-pound spec with a 150 wind-on be too heavy? And are you recommending ring circle hooks or just regular circle?
At night, I would say it's probably not necessarily too heavy. It's not. You could probably even get away with fishing a bait on that. Certainly, you could fish a jig, like a big, like the 250-gram flat fall, especially if you upgraded the hooks a little bit on that rig. And we've caught a couple cows this year on heavy wind-ons like that at night with sinkers and baits, especially if we have some bigger baits. If we can get some mackerel or something, it works well. For sardines, it's on the heavy side for sure.
You have mackerel yesterday?
We did not. I was wishing we did.
So mackerel would have been nice.
I mean, we had good fishing without it,
sure.
But I think it would have made it easier to fish heavier gear longer.
Yeah, right. All right. Very good.
The other question was the rings. I don't necessarily use the rings all the time. They work fine with them. I sometimes have trouble getting the knots to cinch up right on the ring. Sometimes if it's real fine diameter wire, I have trouble getting the knots to cinch up. So I'm sort of ambivalent about the rings. I've seen them work well, and I've seen other times where it seems like they're not helping so much.
Gotcha. You'd mentioned sinker rigs a couple of times. Can you talk real quick about what that is? You know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, you know, understand exactly, obviously, if you're fishing with a sinker, but, you know, there's so many different ways of attaching that, especially somebody who's never done the big fish world. How does one, you know, attach their sinker to line and all that kind of stuff?
Well, the way I like to do it for tuna fishing, bluefin, especially here, works for yellowfin down south too, is I use a rubber band to attach a torpedo sinker. A nice, big, heavy rubber band. I think it's the number 64 size. I just go to Staples and get a big, giant bag for like $10, and it lasts a season or two for me, and we go through a lot of them. But we loop it on there, and with a heavier rubber band, it cinches pretty tight to the line. And the beauty of that is there's no extra knots. You don't tie the sinker in line or anything like that, because those little brass eyes, they're not very strong. It's fine if you're fishing albacore and you can just tie it in line. That works great. But if you're fishing 100-pound or 200-pound, they're going to fail. So this way you can attach it with it's almost like a sacrificial sinker. Sometimes they just fall off. Sometimes they stay on, and you cut them off as you get closer. If you've got a little fluorocarbon leader, I'd like to put it right up against the end of the leader. It acts as a stopper. But if it's a heavy rubber band, if you pull it tight, it'll stay. It doesn't slow down. And it's sort of an interesting fishing style. I think the closest thing that you can think of is mooching for salmon. It's a great way to cover the water column. There's guys that just drop it down to 200 feet or wherever we say we're marking fish most of the time, but it's interesting to watch bigger tuna, especially like bluefin. They cover a lot of the water column really fast, and if they're up at 150 feet at 1 minute, they could easily be down there at 400 or 500 feet a couple minutes later. So the way I like to do it is I nose hook my bait, and I like to slowly drop it down through the water column. Don't just drop it full speed, or it'll tend to get twisted up around the main line. Drop it nice and slow, and then I like to wind it back up slow. It's like a, kind of working the water column that way.
Like a slow yo-yo almost.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's basically the same technique as mooching for salmon. It's like mooching for tuna, except you're using a live bait. You're covering the water column.
I've never heard it called that.
I haven't. I haven't either.
That's exactly what it is. If anybody's ever mooched for salmon, that's exactly what you do.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's for the same reason, because you're covering more of the water column.
When you drop that thing down and you're winding it back up slow, covering the water column the other way, and you get a bite on the wind, do you swing? Do you wind the thing on? Do you take your reel back out of gear and let them swim away with it? What's the proper way to do when you're winding that thing nice and slow and, you get your bite?
If I get a chance, I like to let them eat it for a second, especially if it's a bigger bait like a mackerel. Or if it's a big bait like a mackerel, you absolutely have to.
Get that bite, just kick the thing out of gear, hold
right,
your thumb on
it,
let them swim away.
Anytime I'm fishing bigger fish, I always use circle hooks, so it's got to be in fairly deeply in the fish's mouth for it to set right. So I, if I can, I like to let them take it for a second. Sometimes it's not possible. They just hit it like a freight train and it's on there, and that's
go.
Fine, too.
Yeah. Hey, as long as you get a hook in them.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more catch reports, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today, Ford. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin charts. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more, Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts on your iPad, your iPhone, or any of your Android devices. You can check Terrafin.com for more information. We're going to start off our catch report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning.
Man, good info this morning.
Yeah, it is. Stuff. Pretty exciting, huh?
Jeez, nice fish. Yeah. Through the boat there. Holy cow.
Better be careful where you pull up on the boat there. You never know when you might hook one of those things.
Holy cow, catch us undergunned and not ready. Woo. Man, well, hey, things here for us, you know, we're starting to see the clampdown happen as water, you know, starts to cool off here on the beach. You know, this week our water was like 61 to 63, and with that, as you'd imagine, that surface action, obviously, that slowed up a little bit. So it's kind of been a trade in the surface lures and jigs kind of a deal and, you know, re-up on the sinkers kind of game for us. So we're starting to see less calico bass in our counts and more sand bass and sheephead, you know, as we kind of change our target zones. Dropper loop, squid or sardine or a heavy lead head and a squid were the rigs that caught fish best for us this week on our half-day trips. And, you know, those big schools of bonita appear to have kind of moved out as we only had a good hit on that stuff one day this week. So that stuff appears to have kind of moved. On the three-quarter day trips, you know, we've been out in that deeper 40 to 50 fathom zone setting up on the hard bottom catching rockfish. So plenty of fish out deep that do want to bite for us. Good idea having an assortment of that 8 to 10-ounce torpedo sinker in your box. Certainly a good call. And, again, that ever-versatile Colt Sniper is still relevant out deep and catching plenty of fish for those guys that, you know, choose that approach. Halibut Derby front, there's a new fish on our leaderboard. We talked about it last week that, you know, that 17-pounder probably wouldn't be up there for long. 25-pounder slid in there that was caught last week. So we're seeing lots of fin date out in the drift zones where we've been fishing right now, which is a good deal, you know, something to hold some of that fish on the bottom out there. So the Sun Fun's out today, drift in. Hopefully they get a, you know, a couple fish on that leaderboard and kind of keep the ball rolling, add it up like that. So that's kind of it for us. Calling and making reservations is certainly a good idea this time of year. Also, you know, let me throw this in there too. During the month of December, kids 14 and under will fish free with a paid adult for the whole month.
That's
not
rad.
Just on our
wow.
weekend deals.
Wow, that's so cool, man.
So for the whole month, and it's actually, let me take that back, it's up to two kids for each paid adult. So the whole Christmas break thing is a strange animal. Certain schools are out at certain times, and it's hard to nail it down, so we just figured it'd be easier if we just did it for the whole month. So if you're looking for some good family time, coming up here next month, certainly, you know, plan on coming out with us. We'd love to have you. So our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Check us out on the web, of course, at danawarf.com. And this is the time of year to jump on that Let's Talk Hookup discount. Save 25% on one of these local trips by getting that discount code and booking online from there.
No kidding.
Good deal, Wooly. Well, man, great fishing. Nobody takes care of the next generation of fishermen like you guys at Dana Wharf. Pretty awesome, man. We sure appreciate it and look forward to hearing another great report next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
have a great Thanksgiving.
Wooly, appreciate that. Hey, I just posted a photo of what it looks like in the studio right now on our Instagram, Facebook account there. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, a Hookup 1090. All of those are available on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, and you can click on the upper right corner on any of our social media things, download them, like us, follow us on all those. But Captain Marcus Medak with the boots on in the studio. Literally, you can see he just came from the boat.
You were just trying to prove the fact that he really did step off the boat.
Yeah, he really
fish,
is here.
Fished up.
Fish
really
on his shoulder and the whole deal there. So, yeah. Check that out.
Hey, well, we're going to continue on with our catch report. Hit the surf, our surf fishing report with the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. Good morning, buddy.
I like that website. I go to the archives, so if I miss a show or a guest, I'm on it, you know what
Heck
I mean?
Yeah, man.
All good, bro.
While I'm doing my work, I can get caught up. Hey, we're in the transition, that's a fact, you know, but there's still a few corbina to be caught, that little L.A. Harbor area. You know, we always talk about that each year. It seems like the late season, there's some fish caught in there. Bonita fading, but the perch, guys are catching more halibut. And then some white sea bass, mostly short, but we had a nice one this week caught out of the surf. Starting up in Santa Barbara, the perch bite continues to show in better numbers there. The anglers are reporting a good grub bite from palm size to 1 pound, motor oil, root beer, clear red flake, all working. Still some legal halibut there. That harbor spit continues to be a good spot there. Wiley's reported good perch catches off Oxnard Ventura beaches. Some of the better fish have been pushing the 2 pound. The Uptown Derby, they got one next week, so we'll see what the ringers do there. Catch of the week was a 31-inch white sea bass taken off coastline drive there. The fish ate a 4-inch anchovy pattern swim bait, fished along the reef. And that's, you know, those patches of sand and reef are always a good place to find a white sea bass. Just Fishing reported a few 6 to 8 pound striped bass taken off Hermosa there. Crocodiles were the best bait, but one fish was taken on a bloodworm, and I'm sure you can get one on an anchovy too if you're a bait fisherman. Still some bonita in and around King Harbor. Warm weather this week, they'll probably stick around, but that's probably on its last leg. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported some corbina catches taken in the protected waters. Some of those beaches, Bolsa Chica there, Sunset. One angler reported 4 fish in a session for this late in the season. That's good, and they were all over 2 pounds, and he was fishing bloodworms. A few more bonefish taken at the Marine Stadium there also. Hogan's and Data Point reported some good sheephead action. The guys have been fishing the jetties, the short and the long, and they're just pitching. It's all hard bottom around there, so they're just pitching mussel and shrimp. And last week, you know, we had that 20-pound fish, but there were smaller fish, but still on the bite there. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported very good shark fishing for those guys. Soupfin, seven gill, leopard, smoothhound, all in the catch. They're using chunk mackerel. So for some reason or other, the sharks are active. So pretty good fishing, you know, always something to fish for. And we're in a transition, so one fish steps down, another fish steps up, and that's how we like it.
We'll take that. Good transition, good times, good way to target some quality right now. Well, Gundy, great report as always. We sure appreciate you keeping us up to date. The catch report of yours is so complete all the way up and down the coast, man. We sure appreciate it and look forward to hearing another one next Sunday.
I'll do it. How about those long-range reports I've written up the last few weeks?
Oh,
unbelievable.
Great job.
Yeah, no doubt, man. There's some good fishing to be had right now, bro.
17 cows on the Intrepid and then 16 on the XL. 5 over 3 on the Intrepid, 2 over 3 on the XL. You know, Pete, it reminds me back in the 90s when I was crewing there with Tommy on the Supreme. I remember fishing the Potato Bank once, and they were just too big for us to catch, you know. And we back then, you know, you might have had a 30 wide or something on a 10-day trip. And I remember we just got annihilated at night one night. I think a 175 was the biggest. But it really tells you how the equipment and the technique and how things have changed, and now we're starting to put these fish on
the
deck.
They actually put them out. I mean, I'll tell you how good it was on the Red Rooster. You just heard Jack. Jack Nielsen even caught a 220. How about that, huh? So, yeah, now you're doing all the long-range reports for Western Outdoor News, right?
That's correct. That's
yeah,
correct.
Good for you.
I really
job.
Enjoyed
about
reading
them. About time they hired you over there.
Yeah, you've been doing really good, Gundy. I really like it.
Yeah. All
I
right,
just, you know, those skippers, they're real good about sending information. I just try to put it all together in one good story, and it works, you know.
Yeah. One of the best writers in the business, Gundy Gunnarsson. Right
Thank
there.
You, gentlemen. I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Gundy.
You guys have a good week, huh?
All right. Appreciate all right, that. Again, that's going to wrap up our catch report today, sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear you need to go catch fish at the beach at SurfFishTackle.com. And when we come back, we got Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour with Captain Marcus Medak. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trank 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank's Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD series tough boxes provide heavy-duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering offering half-day trips on the Dolphin. And now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.